In Washington, Democrats are desperate to win back control of the state Senate. A mostly Republican coalition is determined to hold on to the majority. The November election will decide who comes out on top. In the meantime, big money interests on both sides are trying to influence that outcome. They're pouring unlimited contributions into soft money accounts controlled by the legislative caucuses. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
State Senator Tim Shelton climbs into his pickup truck and takes me on a jouncing tour of his family's 500-acre tree farm on a hillside overlooking Hood Canal.
These are some of the logs that we'll take out. They're real tight grain Douglas fir that will make really nice lumber.
Up here, Sheldon is king of the hill, but when he leaves his gated property, he has a political target on his back. Last year, Sheldon, always a maverick Democrat, joined with Republicans to help them take control of the Washington Senate. Now Democrats are determined to take him out this November.
They lost the majority. They want it back.
And now they've shown just how serious they are. After the August primary, the Senate Democrats' Political Action Committee, called the Kennedy Fund, transferred $250,000 into another PAC. This one set up for the exclusive purpose of defeating Tim Shelton and electing his challenger, another Democrat named Irene Bolling.
$250,000 is a lot of money.
They're gunning for you.
Sure.
Now, Sheldon's not outgunned. Business interests spent heavily on his behalf in the primary. For her part, Irene Bolling says she had no idea Senate Democrats were about to dump that kind of money into the 35th Legislative District.
We found out about it through the newspaper, basically.
Good thing she didn't know. State law prohibits these independent expenditure campaigns from coordinating with candidates. But now that she does know, Bolling's pleased.
Because it shows that there's real faith that we can beat Tim Shelton.
It also shows something else. Over the past 20 years, Washington's legislative caucuses have become sophisticated political operators. Today, all four of the caucuses, House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, operate their own political action committees. State law restricts how PACs can spend money, but they can take in unlimited contributions.
These political action committees are essentially tactical weapons.
That's Paul Barrett. He's a former Washington Democratic Party chairman. Barrett says these legislative soft money PACs have evolved as a legal way to work around Washington's strict campaign contribution limits.
This is what's allowed under the law, and as long as it is, this is what you're going to see these campaign organizations do.
So let's trace where that $250,000 to defeat Tim Shelton and elect Irene Bolling came from. The single biggest contributor to the Senate Democrats' Kennedy Fund is the Service Employees International Union. SEIU and its locals dumped $200,000 into the Kennedy Fund in June and July. SEIU would not comment for this story. Other large contributors include the Community Health Network of Washington, the state's Teachers Union, and Washington Tribes. State Senator Sharon Nelson leads the Democratic caucus. I met her outside a waterfront restaurant in Tacoma.
Am I catching you after a fundraising lunch?
No comment.
In her role as Democratic leader, Nelson helps raise money for the Kennedy Fund. I asked her what the top donors to this PAC are buying with their big checks.
I would not use the term buying. I think what they're saying is they support the kind of policies the Democrats promote.
But is it not too much influence? Do you not then owe them something in return because they could write you that big check?
I don't think so. I think everybody knows who the usual stakeholders are for the Republicans versus the Democrats.
Basically, it boils down to business versus labor. Washington Senate Republicans' PAC is called the Leadership Council. It got $50,000 from the Farmers Insurance Employees and Agents PAC in July. That same month, the Washington Restaurant Association hand-delivered a $40,000 check.
It is an unusual contribution from us, and it's a significant contribution for us.
Bruce Beckett is the Restaurant Association's head of government affairs. He says his group ponied up big this year because control of the Washington Senate is on the line. The check was handed over at a private dinner with Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler.
Well, obviously, because it was a fairly substantial amount.
Do you put the check in an envelope?
Yes, they're in an envelope.
And you hope the guy doesn't get mugged on the way out the door.
Well, that's not our problem at that point.
Nor is how the Leadership Council spends the Restaurant Association's money. By law, PAC donors can't earmark their contributions. But Beckett acknowledges the money could get spent on what PACs have become famous for, negative ads.
And that always makes us a little bit nervous because then, in some respects, those who are funding it get blamed for that. But, you know, I guess that's a risk that comes along with being part of the process.
Senate Republicans declined to comment on tape for this story. Democrats and Republicans in the Washington House also have their own soft money accounts, the Truman and Reagan funds. So far combined, all four PACs have taken in more than $4 million this year, with the Senate Republican Leadership Council getting the most. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.